Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We are so, so excited to have you here, and thank you for sticking along through this journey. It's been a wonderful road to transformation. So today what we're going to be touching on is really understanding some science of change and getting into what we call the universal model of learning, understanding this concept of leverage, why it's so important, digging into the reasons behind why you want what you really want, and understanding what is a breakthrough. From there, we're going to go ahead and show you guys really the steps that you go through in your consciousness and your awareness to really solidify this new behavior or this new identity. So I'll go ahead and let Dan take it away as we dive into the universal model of learning.
So when you're talking about how people change, there really are only two reasons that anybody changes. People either change because they learn enough that they want to, or they hurt enough that they have to. And a way to understand that, and we're going to put a picture in the show notes here, is if you take out a piece of paper and draw a horizontal line, and over that you write the letter A, then you take that line and you draw a steep diagonal line down and then stop at a point. And at that point, it starts going back up. And when you go back up, it's a steep line back up the page until you get to a place that's higher than that line that you drew your A over. Stop drawing your upward horizontal line there. Draw another horizontal line, and that becomes your D. So now you have your beginning point and your ending point. And these represent where someone starts off before they do any sort of change work, and D is the end goal. And you see that D is on a higher plane than A. It is higher up on the page, and that represents growth, represents a different perspective. Now, if you notice, you have that dip down and then that rise up. Now, write where that dip is, write a B over that. And so let's go from A to B, and we'll keep going from there. So A, horizontal line. Well, that means that nothing is changing. Nothing is getting worse. Nothing is getting better. And if you're familiar with our previous episodes, you'll know that that is the comfort zone. Nothing changes. We're stuck. Actually afraid to make any changes because we're afraid that we might ruin what we've got. But the problem is that in science and physics, nothing ever stays the same. It's actually impossible. Everything is either growing or in the state of breaking down. So if you're trying to keep things the same, things are actually breaking down, but they might be slow enough that you're not really paying attention. But see, you get to point B, the very beginning of that downward slope. And that's when you notice that things are going wrong, that things are breaking down, and things keep going down and down and down until you hit the bottom of that downward slope. And that is point C. We call that rock bottom. Things cannot get worse. Now, on your way from B to C is a really painful place because it is a natural response, almost instinctive, that when things start breaking down, we want to just get back to how things used to be. How many times have you said that? I know I've said that so many times. Man, I just wish I could bring things back to how they used to be. I just want how they used to be. But the problem is, that can't happen. That's not how time works. That's not how reality works. You can only go forward. So the more you try to go backward, the more things get worse because you're trying to do the impossible. And it's like fighting in quicksand. And so the more you try to scramble back up to A, the more you dig yourself down to C, down to rock bottom. And when things cannot get any worse, you finally realize that you also cannot go back to A. And there's only one way, and that's up. And that's when it pushes you to do the things you may not have considered That's when you start doing things you didn't want to do for one reason or another, and you start making improvement, and you start building, and you start growing, and you start learning until you fix the problem, you overcome the obstacle, you resolve the situation, and you get to a higher level than you started. And now you're at the higher level. But the problem is, most of us, when we get to there, we think, things are finally good again. Now let me just keep this just the way it is. And D becomes our new A. D, our higher level, becomes our new comfort zone. And we start the process again.
And so this is what's interesting here is, oftentimes you'll hear people talk about, oh, I got to this level of success in my business or in my life or in my health. And they start to feel like, is this all there is? Or wondering why it's getting hard when they're trying to do something new. And oftentimes it's because, again, that thing that you've strived so hard to achieve, that level of success, of achievement, of wherever you've reached to this point, you've worked really hard to get there. And if you want to get to that next level, you're going to have to go through a similar process. You're going to have to climb this ladder and learn new things. You cannot experience something new living from the same place. And so especially when you're wanting to shift who you are and wanting to get to a new level of life in yourself, the amount of comfort that you have with where you currently are, who you currently are, and how you live is understanding that we're going to have to break out of that and break through that to that next level. And so part of it is understanding, how do we get the leverage, or what we would call the fuel, to get you to really shift from where you are to really taking the action to get to where you want to be? Because oftentimes, and I'm sure you guys know people who are like this, why do anything different if I'm comfortable here? And so there's two things that we have to look at. There is one that comes from massive pain, which tends to be a huge piece of leverage. And then there is the other that comes from massive pleasure, which is the other piece of leverage. Now, what you'll see oftentimes is when life happens and we start to go into pain and there's more and more and more pain, that when there's massive pain, that's enough leverage for us to start to make massive shifts in our lives. And the question that I have is, do we need to wait for massive pain and trauma to happen before we choose to make a change and choose to live a more fulfilling, more exciting life where we can step into our greatest gifts? Or can we leverage ourselves with the pleasure of really being able to get to this next level of what's at that next point, D? What's at that next higher level for you? And so it's understanding that having the pain of staying the same and also having the pleasure of where you're going to motivate you, to inspire you, to pull you and push you so you start to actually take the steps to work towards that next goal, especially when you're at that point D that's now point A.
And I really believe that life wants to push us to become even better. And so I believe that one of these is going to happen to you, and they're going to happen to me and every other person who's alive, that you have your choice. And if you don't choose to gain that leverage by building a compelling future and really sinking in to how good life is going to be after you make this shift, even though there might be a risk you'll fail, and even though it might take some time, and even though it might be really hard, but if you don't do that, I firmly believe then you're going to go the hard way. Mm-hmm. But one way or another, you're going to go. And it's up to you. You have that choice. And you can build that. And I know that the comfort zone can be very seductive, because we may start thinking, well, why shift things? If I shift things, oh, I might break everything. But even if you do, you're going to learn so much that you'll be able to rebuild even stronger and even better and even shinier. And know that change is coming your way no matter what. The question is, are you going to be in control of it, or are you going to let life choose for you?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing here to take away is the elusive idea that where you are is where you're going to remain and life is always going to be that way. It's an interesting idea, and it would be nice if that works that way. But I think, as we all know very well at this point, it doesn't. And things are going to change. Times are going to change. People are going to change. Everything. It always is evolving. And so it really is asking ourselves, where do we want to get to? Are we choosing to live at effect and not be aware or pay attention to what's happening outside of us? Or are we choosing to really step into what possibilities there are and what we really want to create for ourselves. So this is what I would say, you know, it really is about getting clear on where you want to go. What is that compelling future for you? You have to really decide, where am I going? And more importantly, who do I need to become so that I can experience life at that level? And paint that picture of that compelling future for yourself. And so once you have that picture, then it's about getting leverage. It's about, great, what's the pain and I don't? And the pain if I don't do this? And what's going to be the pleasure when I do? And when you have both of those points, making sure that that motivates you, that inspires you, that it pulls you towards it and it pushes you away from that pain so you start to take that action. And again, another big thing in here is, what's going to be the pain if you choose to stay where you are? If you don't make any difference, if you don't make any changes, if you don't move, what's the pain that's going to happen there? Because eventually, at some point, something's going to happen, whether you want it to or not. So giving yourself that inspiration to continue to move. And I think the biggest mistake that a lot of people make, especially after achieving a certain level of success, is they believe that they shouldn't have to struggle anymore. And this is a painful one, because the idea that you shouldn't have to struggle and it shouldn't be hard is going to screw you up. It's just like, again, bringing in some muscle analogies here. It doesn't matter how big you get, how muscular you get. If you want to get stronger, you need something that's going to build more resistance so you can build that muscle. You have to break it down. It's the same thing in life. If you want to get to that next level, you're going to have to struggle so that you can grow stronger. It works the same way with your body that it does with your mind. You have to go through things that are going to challenge you so that you can grow and expand. Because if it was easy, if you knew what to do, if it already worked out so great, you wouldn't be growing.
And here, a lot of people say, well, what you're saying is great, but I'm good where I'm at. I'm happy here. I don't need all this success. I don't need to be a millionaire. I don't need to have loads of friends. I don't need to have any of this stuff. I'm happy right here. I have everything I need. And my response to that is, good. I love that you're happy where you are. But the law of familiarity states that the more you experience the same thing, the less enticing it's going to be, the less stimulating it's going to be. And this is not something you can escape. I'm sorry, it affects everyone. And if you're alive, it's going to happen to you. It's like eating pizza every single night. Hey, I love this pizza. Why do I need any other food? I'm good with this. I'll have this every night of my life. Okay, good luck. Talk to me in about a month. If you even make it that long, you're going to be craving Chinese food in about a week, aren't you? You know, so you want something different. Look at relationships. People work so hard to be with each other and make each other happy. And then after they get married, after a little while of being together, they stop trying. They do the same things. They go to the same restaurant. And they order the same food on the same night. They dress the same. When they feel like they want to do something special, they go to vacation at the same hotel in the same place. And they do the same thing. And after a while, they realize that they can't stand each other. And they get a divorce. It may be a cynical way to think about it, but try it. Let me know how it works out for you. On the other side, you have the relationships. I've seen people who are in their 80s who they just try different things all the time. I remember going skydiving for my first time and seeing a man, he was celebrating his 90th birthday with his wife there. And I had to go up and talk to them. They're like, hey, have you been doing this your whole life? So I go, no. We realized this is something we just hadn't done. So we're going to do it.
Love that.
Familiarity will kick in no matter what you have. Again, your choice. You either continue to grow and try new things and change in different ways, or life is going to break things down on you until you're forced to.
Mm-hmm. And this is what's interesting. It works the same way in your body. If you keep firing and wiring in the same way, you keep just activating the same emotions, your body's going to start to break down too. And this is where that whole concept of aging comes in. When you're just using the same emotions, the same thoughts, the same feelings, eventually they start to break down and they get worse and worse and worse, and they don't work very well anymore. So it really is that process of stepping into, how can you start to activate new genes or new thoughts or new emotions in new ways so that you can start to feel alive again and start to really experience a new level? And I know for a lot of people, especially when we're talking more to the corporate world, you've been in this routine or this job or this security for so long, and it's scary to think about changing or stepping into something new. But at the end of the day, you really have to ask yourself this question: how do I really want to be spending my time? How do I really want to be living my life? And this is a great point that we go into here, because a lot of the times we think we know what we want. We think we want something. And when we get there, we're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Or for instance, a lot of times when people go into bigger corporate jobs, they say, okay, I want to get all the way to the top of the corporate ladder. And they spend decades climbing it. And they finally get to the top. And they've spent all this time and energy trying to get to the top of this corporate ladder. And here they are. They have all the money they could ever want. But their relationships are suffering because they haven't invested the time, and they have missed out on all these other experiences in life because they were so busy working on that business. And now they're sitting here, and they have the financial wealth they thought they wanted, but they feel unfulfilled. And so this is where it really is when you're looking at, what is my compelling future? What is it I really want? Not just in one area of your life, but in all areas of your life. What's the life you truly want to live and experience? And how do you want to experience every single day, so that you're not just trying to get by or get through to this moment your whole life? How do you want to experience it?
And so let's talk a little bit about some of the things you're going to experience on your way to that life. Let's say you have decided on a compelling future. You can say, Dan, I really want this. I've checked it. I've seen what my life would be like. I've gone through my daily life after I've succeeded in this goal. And you know what? I love it. I think it's awesome. But I feel like I need to make these massive shifts in order to get there. How do I get to level D? How do I get there from here? And the very first thing that I want you to remember is that it doesn't have to be an enormous seeming shift. So a breakthrough, what we're talking about here, a breakthrough, I define it as a shift in perception, a shift in belief, a shift in your personal reality, coming from your personality, that makes a difference in the way that you interact with the world around you or the way that you interact with yourself. And this doesn't have to be big. This really doesn't have to be big. Like if you read Think and Grow Rich, the wealth stream and the poverty stream are right next to each other. You don't have to walk miles in order to get from one to the other. Sometimes the smallest thing can make the biggest difference. How many times in your life did you have one of these tiny little events where someone just said the right thing to you? Or maybe you just read one book and it gave you just a little bit of a different perspective on things. Or maybe heard a podcast that changed the way you thought about just a little thing. But that little thing set off this domino effect that a year later, you sit there and look back and notice that your whole life is different. It's like if you're playing tennis and you hit a perfect serve. If you change the angle of your racket by 1 degree, you could possibly hit it out of the whole freaking court. From perfect to way out in 1 degree. Now, 1 degree is not all that much. So think about it the other way. If you're knocking it out of the court every single time, maybe all you need is a 1 degree shift to make it perfect. So what I want you to put your focus on is not the size of the shift that you make, but just making a shift could be tiny. Because how do you know that maybe this tiny little shift isn't the thing separating you from now from the rest of your extraordinary life?
And, you know, a story that I'll share with you guys on this one is when I was in college, there was a class that I was taking, and at the beginning of the semester, I was like, I don't really need to do this assignment. I'm too tired. I can miss this assignment and not have to do it. So I ended up missing, just not doing it. I didn't want to do it. It was too much work and I had other things to do. So I decided not to do it, and I decided to go out with some friends. And later on in the semester, I realized that, crap, my grade on this final is keeping me from passing this class. And if I would have just had 3 more points, literally, that's how close I was to passing that class, 3 points, I would have passed. But the reason why I didn't was because of this one assignment that I didn't do. that was the difference between me passing that class and failing it. And what's interesting here is we can look at, it was just such a small thing. I didn't think anything of it. But it was that tiny little thing that put me back an entire semester. Because then I had to retake that entire class because of that one little assignment. And so this is an example of, again, how one little thing can make a big difference. Think about how one little thing you can do in your life could make a huge shift and have a huge domino effect, like Dan mentioned, a ripple effect in every other area of your life. It just by starting one day, going on a run or taking a walk or just starting one day of journaling or starting one day of doing a meditation or whatever it is, and slowly it starts to build and build and build into something so much bigger.
That's so freaking exciting. I get myself really excited with this simple thought that today could be the day that I change the rest of my life. And I'm not going to know. How am I going to know? So just go after all of it. And to me, I love kind of hedging my bets. So I'll do like 5 different things, but like little things, easy things that I can incorporate in my life or try things out. And I'm thinking, ooh, I got these 5 amazing opportunities. And I don't know, maybe this is the one that sets off the avalanche. And I don't need it to be big, really not now. Tiny little things like meditating, just meditating every day or trying different healing, right? Could be yoga, could be some exercise, could be just going to a chiropractor, stuff like that. Oh, tiny, how is that going to change things? You don't know. You have no idea. But that's where we really want to put our focus on, at least for now, is by going after these small changes and allowing things to grow and bloom the way they do. And if they don't, no harm, no foul. It was tiny anyway, right? You haven't lost anything. You only can gain from these kinds of things. But that's actually how you avoid having to go to rock bottom. You go from A to D by constantly finding different ways that might take you all the way up the mountain because you don't know. And so a breakthrough can be these tiny little things. And yeah, you're going to have massive ones. That's the beautiful thing too. When you shoot for small breakthroughs, you can miss and get huge ones by accident.
I love that you mentioned that. it's true, guys. And it's understanding that, again, it's not this, and many, 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 many successful people will tell you this. It's not this one thing that you do one time and it completely changes your life. It's a compilation of tiny little things that you do over and over and over and over again that build the staircase to success. And just like you want to build that staircase from your point A all the way up to your point D, that's what it is. It's building that staircase. And so in understanding that, what we want to talk about a little bit is these levels of consciousness, these levels of you go through and you grow through. And the first one is understanding that it's called unconscious incompetence. It's when you don't know what you don't know. You're not aware that there's anything outside of where you are. You think that you're comfortable. This is life. This is all there is. Then when you become aware, you become consciously incompetent. Holy crap, there is so much I don't know. For instance, you go from working in a job where you're happy and you're comfortable, and then you decide, I want to start my own business. And then you jump into that world of entrepreneurship, and you realize, holy crap, there is a lot I don't know about business. And so then you step into the next part of this, which is becoming consciously competent. Where thinking about it, you have to really focus on what you're doing. You have to really put the energy and the time into really learning this. And it requires a lot of focus from you. You have to really invest your energy because it's something that I can do it, but I don't know it super well to where I can just do it in my sleep. And so the next level is when you have been doing something, become consciously competent at it, you do it over and over and over and over again, to where you start to hardwire it into your unconscious mind. And at this point, it becomes unconsciously competent. You don't even have to think about it. You just naturally do it. It's just something that you could do in your sleep. It's just part of who you are. And that is when you know that you have completely shifted and transformed your identity, is when you go from being unconsciously incompetent, that you don't know that there's anything other than where you are. Maybe you're at the stage where, holy crap, I'm consciously incompetent. I know that there's a lot I don't know right now. And then you start to become more consciously competent. You start to train and learn and do these things. and you continue to do it over and over and over again, repetitively, continuously, consistently, to wire in, hardwire, like we've talked about previously, this new identity, this new version of you, where now it's unconsciously competent. It's in your unconscious mind. It's part of who you are.
So this whole episode gave you, I think, an amazing model to base your transformation off of. And there was one part in here that we stressed, and it's going to be your task, which is building positive leverage, alluring leverage, that compelling future. So what I want you to do is I want you to pick a change that you want to make or something that you want to overcome. And what I want you to do is close your eyes when you do this and go out past the point of success. So after you've accomplished your goal, go past that. Go a good amount past that and see what your life is going to be like. But also hear it, feel it in your body. Really be there. Put yourself out there as if it's actually happening right now. And I want you to add in all the details that would be there because you've accomplished your goal. What does your daily life look like, feel like, sound like? What are the tastes? What are the smells? The more senses that you can add in, the more real it's going to be and the more emotions you're going to get from it. And that's actually the goal here. And of course, if you go out and you find out, hey, I don't really want this, great. Good for you. You've just avoided a whole lot of work. And then pick something else. And you go out there and add in all of the details of this compelling future after you've accomplished this goal that you really do want to accomplish. Make it real. Add in all the visuals. What's around you? Who do you see? Where are you? What are you wearing at that time? Is it day or night? These tiny little details make a difference because that's what your brain is looking for to decide whether this is actually happening or not. And what do you hear? Do you hear your own voice, other voices, music, birds, the waves? What do you feel? Are you on sand? Are you cold? Are you warm? Are you wearing comfortable clothing? Are you in a suit? Are you in a dress? What's going on to your physical body? If you can add in flavors of something you just ate or something you just drank, add that in there too. And then smells too. There's always smells. Are you smelling cologne or perfume or the smell of the room or nature or whatever? Add in these details and you'll know that you're doing this right, because you'll start getting that well of emotion. You'll start getting excited. You'll start getting happy. You might start laughing. You might start feeling intense gratitude. You might start feeling all of this amazing stuff. And that's the goal. Because when you have that, you're going to want it. You're going to really want it. And when you leave this vision, here's an important step. When you leave this vision, step out of the picture and see your body in the picture. And then come back to now. Now, this is an important step because this isn't just a way to feel good, but there are two different things happening at the same time here. One is that your brain, when it thinks something is real, it's going to accommodate for that. Like, I know that the sun is going to rise tomorrow. At least I believe it really strongly. And so my whole behavior today is based on that. But if I believed that something different was going to happen, I probably wouldn't be recording this podcast right now. I'd be doing something else. So when your brain thinks that this thing that you've visioned for yourself is real and it's coming, well, you're going to start changing your behavior to make it so. You're going to start changing your behavior in a way that lines up with it. And in that way, you will begin to create that future for yourself. But if you leave with this vision, with it being through your own eyes, your brain may think that it has already happened. It may think of it as a memory rather than something that it wants to happen. And so you may not actually be unconsciously training yourself to create it. When you step out and you see your body in the picture, your brain will take it as a, we want this to happen. We know it's going to happen. We can see ourselves. We can future pace this. See, it's going to happen, but we still have to make it happen. And so your brain will be set on making it. Now, the second thing, if you believe in the law of attraction, is that by adding in all of these senses, making it real, and adding in positive, high vibration emotions to it, you're energizing this vision and you're attracting it to you. You're literally bringing this closer to you every single time you do it, making sure that it's going to happen. So that is your task. Create your future. Start bringing it to you.
Awesome. And so on that note, guys, have some fun with this. Really just get creative. Tap into that emotional part of you. Really get clear on what it is you want. Make it inviting, enticing, exciting. And on that note, we will see you on the next episode.
See you guys.